Hello and welcome. You're listening to the audio podcast and written blog of There You Are Jesus. We give you evidence of modern day interactions with God and show you where those interactions are addressed in the Bible. Our evidence ranges from irrefutable eyewitness to circumstantial coincidence, from regaining consciousness between death and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, to multi-layered coincidences that occur with a little too much relevance, timing, and repetition to be anything other than divine synchronicity. We have a special edition for today because the universe is about to give us a spectacular display this coming Monday, and it won't happen again until 2044. 20 years. And the great thing about technology is everyone around the world can watch this spectacle. If you look at the dates of the total solar eclipses, it begins to add another layer to this coincidence that God is giving us with this total solar eclipse coming up Monday. There's been this will be the third total solar eclipse since 1918. There was a partial solar eclipse in 1979. But the total solar eclipses are 1918, 2017, 2024, and the next one is going to be 2044. Okay, looking at those four dates, 1918 to 2017, which is 99 years apart, and then 2017 to 2024, which is 7 years apart, and then 2024 to 2044, which is 20 years. So the fact that it's only been 7 years since the last total eclipse is not the norm at all, which sets the stage for another one of God's coincidences. All we have to do is look at the layers. Starting all the way back to 1969, when during my momentary death I was told if I return to life, which I've now done, I should tell people about the seven spirits of God, which are right at the front of God's throne, because the seven spirits are much more important to your eternal life than they are to your life here on earth. And you need to know this. Okay, this is the message that I've been sent back to deliver. Okay, seven spirits of God are my message to you. We are currently in the seventh episode of There You Are Jesus, the seventh podcast episode. We began recording audio versions, podcast versions in 2023 of the evidence we began documenting, writing in published post in 2013. So we've been doing this recording of episodes long before I knew anything about this total eclipse coming up this coming Monday, April 8th. It just so happens that we're at episode number 7. The one you're listening to now is episode number 7. And the last total eclipse was in 2017, and now 2024. 2017 to 2024 is 7 years. So I have my message from God about the seven spirits of God. We're on our seventh episode of the podcast, thereyouarejesus.com, and it's been 7 years since the last total solar eclipse. So when you combine those together, that's what I mean when I say multi-layered coincidences that occur with a little too much relevance, timing, and repetition to be anything other than divine synchronicity. This is what I mean.
Here you are.
God is incredible. It's just incredible. And today's episode is about a total solar eclipse, but it just so happens to have these multi-layers of a coincidence that all point to seven, and my message from God's throne is about the seven spirits of God. So let me tell you the names of the seven spirits. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom, Jesus Christ, counsel, might, and fear. Again, that's knowledge, understanding, wisdom, Jesus Christ, counsel, might, and fear. These are the seven spirits of God. So far as the total solar eclipse, it happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth for a brief time and completely blocks the sun. it becomes dark enough to pick out stars and planets during daylight hours and is rather dramatic. The path of the moon's shadow across Earth is called the path of totality, and it is typically about 100 miles wide and 10,000 miles long. On April 8th of 2024, the moon's shadow will be visible across North America, particularly in parts of Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The path of totality enters the U.S. and Texas. Check this out, moving at 1,597 miles per hour. It then picks up speed as it passes over Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, with small parts of Tennessee and Michigan also experiencing the total solar eclipse, according to NASA. And as it enters the U.S., as I mentioned, it's going to be going 1,000, the shadow of the moon in front of the sun is going to be moving at 1,597 miles per hour. And it's going to speed up across the U.S., and by the time it leaves Newfoundland in Canada, headed north, it'll have increased to 4,727 miles per hour. From 1597 to 4727. One of the benefits of experiencing a total solar eclipse is that you can see things during the brief event that you cannot normally see, such as the sun's corona. The corona is the atmosphere around the sun. Normally, the brightness of the atmosphere is invisible because of how much brighter the surface of the sun is. However, during a total solar eclipse, the corona becomes the focal point of visibility because the moon in between the sun and the earth completely and perfectly covers the surface of the sun, leaving only the corona atmosphere of the sun to be visible, which gives you a rare and spectacular view at the heart of our solar system. The corona atmosphere is actually hotter than the actual surface of the sun. To be specific, the surface of the sun in terms of Celsius is 5,500 degrees Celsius, which is 9,940 degrees Fahrenheit. Now keep in mind, to put that in perspective, freezing water on Earth is at 0 Celsius, which is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The surface of the sun is 5,500 degrees Celsius, which is 9,940 degrees Fahrenheit. And the atmosphere around the sun's surface is even hotter. The atmosphere is 1 million degrees Celsius, which is 1,800,032 degrees Fahrenheit. So a word of caution is probably in order here. Truly a sight to behold, these galactic events, but you need a special pair of certified solar eclipse glasses to watch a total solar eclipse, and that is very important. You cannot protect your vision, your eyes, with regular old sunglasses. That won't cut it with a solar eclipse. You need to have the filter that eliminates all light except 0.003% of visible light, and also blocks out most ultraviolet and infrared light as well. Otherwise, you know what'll happen? If you look at it anyway without proper protection, it's called eclipse blindness from retinal burns, which are known as solar retinopathy. So don't make that mistake, and don't let your friends and loved ones make that mistake. But you can see it. You just need specific certified solar eclipse glasses. A solar eclipse is a stunning spectacle and holds profound significance in various spiritual and cultural traditions around the world, as the alignment of the sun, moon, and earth during a solar eclipse exemplifies the connection of all things in the universe. This interconnectedness brings to mind the coincidence that I described in episode 5 of the podcast on There You Are, Jesus. Episode 5 is titled Lesson Learned, When Coincidences Become Synchronicity, and it's available for you to hear on the homepage of thereyouarejesus.com. But very briefly, I want to explain something to you. In that coincidence, I demonstrate how the plans I made with my mom to communicate with each other after she gets to heaven and how those plans began materializing on the day of her funeral involving nature and numbers. And you can hear the whole coincidence on episode 5. But for the purpose of this episode, number 7, let me jump right into the connection through numbers and biblical scripture. She began using a numerical signature of 0112. And Jesus uses 1112, which is my birthday, November 12th. So compare 0112 and 1112 with what is written in the Bible's book of John 14, 16, and 21, which previews how our relationships will continue after we leave the planet Earth, after we shed our human body and regain consciousness, eternal conscious life. In these passages, Jesus promises you the Holy Spirit. He says, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and will be with you forever." Now, here is the core. This is the heart of the matter. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Interconnectedness. Amen. Amen. I'm John LeVay on thereyouarejesus.com. You can contact me directly by email, john@thereyouarejesus.com. That's john@thereyouarejesus.com. And I thank you so much for listening.
There you are.